This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline covering the Monday, September 15th edition of WWE Raw. Michael Cole and Jerry Lawler introduced the show, and they looked on with wide-eyed amazement at a cage being lowered over the ring. Chris Jericho and CM Punk opened the show. Michael Cole said that this is the first time ever a world title match inside a cage would open an edition of Raw, and I believe he's right. The match itself was a pretty typical WWE type of cage match, but a good version of that typical cage match. I liked that. I liked the way that Jericho and Punk both brought a real sense of trying to win quickly and urgently to everything that they did. There wasn't a lot of dilly-dallying around, and there was also a cool spot where there was Walls of Jericho that Punk was in, but Punk crawled out of the door and actually got both hands and one foot on the ground while still locked in partial Wall of Jericho before Jericho pulled him back into the ring. There were some other good spots with Punk throwing some good kicks and some battles on the top rope. Overall, I really liked the match. They gave it 15 minutes, good 15 minutes. I had it at definitely above 3 stars, not quite at 4 stars. And in the end, after a headbutt spot, Jericho was knocked backwards out of the doorway onto his back. He won by virtue of another fluke-type win. Crowd was really behind Punk, chanting his name, and definitely there was no mixed reaction. I mean, Jericho's a heel in this company. There's no mixed reaction to Jericho at this point. Dolph Ziggler, formerly Nikki of the Spirit Squad, Nick Nemeth, he walked up to Mike Adamly and Kelly Kelly, who were chatting backstage, introduced himself. Nemeth has bleached blonde hair, slicked back, kind of a cross now between Mr. Magnificent Kevin Kelly of the AWA days and Chick Donovan, to grab two wrestlers from the 1980s. He's kind of looks like a cross between those two. I wouldn't say that's really a good thing, but it is something. King cut a promo talking about how the mask that he used to wear, he wore to hide his face when he took his mask off. He wanted acceptance. The fans didn't accept him, so screw them. And now Ray is just like the fans, wearing a mask to cover up their true feelings about life and death and their horrible existence. Blah, blah, blah. It was a good Kane interview, though. Went on quite a while, but it was fine. Had the content to carry it. Candice Michelle defeated Jillian Hall in 4 minutes. A little bit less than a star. Beth Phoenix watched from ringside. A little bit of interaction between Beth and Candice afterwards, but no big deal. JBL crushed Tommy Dreamer in this one. I loved in this. Jerry Lawler said that Tommy Dreamer is going to get decimated in this match. He said Dreamer would have no chance against him. Then, late in the match, Jerry Lawler said, nobody should ever sell this guy short. Well, Jerry, you did at the start of the match. You said he's going to get killed. A couple minutes later, you say, never sell this guy short. Anyway, Lawler was on tonight. He had actually some good classic Lawler-type lines. I mean, goofy stuff. Like he said, you know, don't worry about JBL. He's got so much money, if he stuffed it all into his mattress and fell out of bed, it'd take him 15 minutes to hit the floor. I mean, silly stuff like that, but sometimes he doesn't bother to bring those lines out. It's kind of fun when he does. JBL then after the match said, I'm not leaving this ring till I get a world title shot. He sat in the ring. They went to commercial, came back. He was still sitting in the chair in the ring. Randy Orton came out, cut a nice promo, talking about JBL and kind of running him down. Orton's kind of his own man right now, taking on both heels and baby faces verbally. Then Santino Marella and Beth Phoenix came out. They were upset at what Randy Orton was saying about the quality of champions on the Raw brand. That led to some more arguing, and Santino making references to Bob Orton Jr. being injured forever and now Randy Orton being injured forever. Santino definitely had some good lines, some good laugh-out-loud lines here, and made reference to how Randy Orton's father was always injured. He said, my father was very healthy. He was never injured, except for the herpes. but he said he managed the herpes well. It was fun. It was a fun segment. In the end, Batista came out and kind of took control of the situation and declared he wanted the title shot. Mike Adamly said he'd decide later. Batista definitely had a bigger role. If you read Jason Paul's members site, you got some news on Batista and how Batista's upset lately with his push. And that he doesn't like the way that he's being portrayed, kind of as a level under CM Punk. In other words, he's not happy that CM Punk's world champ. Jericho and Michaels getting all the TV time. And he's just kind of standing out there, as Jim Cornette would say, with his unit in his hand. And he's... All right, that concludes the five-minute free clip of today's VIP audio show. If you're interested in having access to the complete audio shows that run between 10 minutes up to sometimes an hour, hour 15 minutes each, just click on the VIP sign-up info button in the upper left corner of the screen at pwtorch.com on any page, right under our logo. And you can get more details on all the features you get with a VIP membership, including around 50 VIP-exclusive audio shows per month, start to finish, along with a lot more ad-free access to the site, the PW Torch Today PDF bulletins that come out most days that I write with the breaking news and analysis, and so much more. Hundreds of back issues from the Torch newsletter, both in text and PDF format now, and a lot more. Just check out the whole list of VIP features. It costs $7.50 per month to become a member. It is cheaper if you subscribe for longer term. And we also have an availability of paper copy subscriptions to the Torch newsletter where you can have it delivered to your doorstep. All 16 pages every week with news, analysis, exclusive columns, interviews, and more. And with a newsletter subscription, it's about 75 cents more per week to get the newsletter delivered to your home. But you get all the other online VIP benefits along with that. So basically, it's just cost of postage and printing we pass along to you. Otherwise, it doesn't really matter to us either way which option you choose. But if you'd like to get that 16-page paper copy delivered to your door, you might want to check out that option. Otherwise, you can go with the eSub option, and I hope you'll maybe give us a try for 1 month and see what it's like to have access to the complete VIP audio shows every single day. All right, that's it for me. Until next time, on behalf of the entire Torch staff, I thank you for listening, and I sign off.